All right, Doug, you can go ahead and start.
Okay, let's call the meeting to order. Kelly, would you do the roll call?
Yes. Kelly Beeson, Jody Robinson, Doug Sorensen, Linda Sorensen, Martha Bringhurst via phone, and Hal Murdoch.
Okay,
absent
very good.
And excused were Sandy White, Kim Robinson, Shiloh Tippetts, and Rob Sierra.
All right, Trip. And then who would volunteer to read the minutes?
You want me to do that? Mm-hmm. I have not done this before, so do I start from the very beginning?
Yeah.
So these are minutes from November 9th, 2022 for the Beaver Public Library Board of Trustees meeting. In attendance was Martha Bringhurst, Shiloh Tippetts, Sandy White, Secretary, Kelly Beeson, Vice Chair, Kim Robinson, Doug Sorensen, Chair, Linda Sorensen, Hal Murdoch, City Council Member, and Jody Robinson, Director. Rob was absent at that meeting. We called to order at 11:07 a.m. by Doug Sorensen. The draft of minutes from the November 2nd, 2022 meeting was read by Sandy White. Three corrections were made. Kelly Beeson made a motion to approve, seconded by Linda Sorensen. All in favor, zero opposed. Agenda items discussed changes and clarifications to the long-range plan document that Doug and Linda put together. Kelly Beeson made a motion to accept the changes to the document as a final document, seconded by Martha Bringhurst. All in favor, zero opposed. Discussed community involvement opportunities with VR and other materials already available at the library. The city manager wants a document stating a five-year plan for capital improvement because of the CDB grant the city applies for every year. Capital improvements for our library include window preservation, ADA compliancy, parking, heating in the basement, weatherproofing the vestibule, plaster repair, and additional computers for patron use. Linda Sorensen made a motion to accept this list, seconded by Hal Murdoch. All in favor, zero opposed. Last, Jody's updates. The local newspaper communicated to Jody that information from the library can be printed for free. The next meeting was planned for the Beaver City Library on February 1st, 2023 at 11 a.m. The meeting was called to close at 12 p.m. by Kelly Beeson, seconded by Shiloh Tippetts.
Okay, thank you.
Anything that needed to be changed on that?
I didn't see any corrections.
Sure. No. I make a motion to accept the minutes as read.
Second. Okay.
All in favor?
Hey, Shiloh.
And right. She was okay.
How are you?
Perfect.
How are you doing?
Good. All right.
Okay, Jody, library preservation work update.
All right, the city had bids for our gutters. So around this back side, they redid the gutter so it would come away from the building more. Also on the south side, they have put lengtheners out so it leads the water away from the building. They still have yet to put fill dirt in back there, so it keeps those lengtheners, is what they called them, I think, away from the building. Still it has not been bid out yet, and they don't know when it will be bid out, but we still are wanting the repoint of the grout or the masonry and the interior painting, which would involve some of the plaster repair as well. So those things are still on the coming.
Repoint masonry,
which is the grout.
Okay.
So those are the things that I'm still waiting to hear back from Jason. As of yesterday, he didn't have anything scheduled yet.
Was there going to be anything done to the windows?
That was put on our five-year wish list.
Okay.
So initially when the grant people came and looked at things, I know they wrote it down. I just don't know that everything they wrote down will be covered in the amount of money that that grants for. So that's as far as the and we haven't had any leaks from in the storms that we've had. We haven't had any leaks once they did this with the, although I, talking to the boys that were doing the gutters, they said they could have done a much more proficient job, but what they were getting paid for, this is what they ended up doing. So it looks like they're trying to make the money spread as far as they can. But as far as the building, that's where we're at with the building. Sandy had mentioned, wondered about the Xeriscape, who he had talked about Xeriscaping. Mm-hmm. They fixed the sprinkler so it doesn't hit the building, and we haven't had any wet spots. So I think that's good enough for what they want. So
okay. Anything else on that one?
That's all I've got for the building.
Okay, let's go on to number two, update and review grants.
So we have put in for a children and teen book grant, which is about a $3,000 grant. I should know by the end of the week whether or not we were awarded that. The ADA grant that I've talked to you guys about, which is about the getting the automatic door pushed open. So it's an ALA. It's associated with the American Library Association. Mm. I have to be a member of the ALA, which I didn't know if I was or wasn't until I talked to Anona today, and she doesn't have any funds going to the ALA for the library. So that's something I need to apply and pay for that so I can apply for the grant. The grant is between $10,000 and $20,000. So you either apply for the $10,000 or you apply for the $20,000. So right now, last time I had the bid for the push door things was $15,000. So I need to get that reevaluated to see for sure if that price has gone up, gone down, which probably hasn't gone down. One of the other things I was thinking maybe to add into that, and I know we had kind of spoke about by that back door, maybe having a message board, like a TV screen that we could put, you know, these are the things that are happening in the community, just a way for people to come in. They don't have to hike the stairs. They don't have to do it. Still it would add to the ADA accessibility of getting that information out to the public. So that might be something. I haven't looked into that. That's just kind of what's in conversation. But so.
And that would be, you basically have a computer program or...
Right, just some software. I would be able to go in and load it up with whatever's happening. I mean, we could have city information. Like they have their little board out in front of the city office. It would be similar to that, just a separate mm-hmm. place. In fact, they could even load my thing with information. So, but we have been doing a weed on books. We have a book sale up downstairs. So that children and teen book enhancement grant would be great to update our collection that way.
Okay.
And that's what I have on those.
All right. Is there anything else you have an update on?
We did facilitate a banner contest for the city office or for the city, and we had 5 or 6 entries. I've given that information to Jason. I suppose he will bring it to city council and have them vote on it. So
that for the street poles.
The street poles, yeah. Okay. The banners for the street poles. So we did have some, we had some pretty basic and we had some neat ones, but I also think, sorry, you're okay. I know they with the billboard, they took the piece of art that they liked and then they made it fit what they needed it fit. And that's may or may not be how they work this one as well. So, but that was kind of fun and it's good to get involved with the community that way. And I don't know if there's anything else that I have.
Okay. Then let's find a time for our next meeting.
Okay.
And a date.
And we have a conflict.
We can work another cruise.
It is. I knew it. Okay. We can work around it.
And I didn't. I don't think I put it in my phone yet.
Over.
I want to go to Turkey or.
No,
Sure,
no,
you're right.
No, but we're going close to.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah. Close to it, huh?
Israel, Jordan, oh, and Egypt.
That'd be a neat trip. There we go.
Oh, you can also tell about
my photo. I think we
just. Yes. What is the Children and Teen Grants called?
Children and Teen Book Enhancement Grant.
Okay.
We get back the 4th, May 4th.
What's the first week of May?
The first Wednesday in May.
The first Wednesday in May is actually the 3rd.
Okay.
So we get back the day after that.
So let's just go the next week.
Next week, which would be the 10th.
May 10th. Speaking of trips, I forgot about this. Mace was invited to go to Scotland to play in the tournament over there. That will be in June. I think it's June 8th, 19th through the 29th, or 18th through the 29th. We will be doing in the middle of summer reading program. So I really appreciate your help coming. And if I need volunteers to come and help with those, can I talk to you guys? Okay. Yeah. That will be just to have, give Addie a second hand. That would be good. And
is it going to be 11 or 5?
We did it for 5 for Rob. So I will touch base with him again. Maybe that just is something that I'll talk to him again.
Doesn't matter to me.
Okay. But as long as
everybody knows. At a time to be determined.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kelly is starting a new program. We are doing a 4-week program. Kelly's going to instruct pottery wind chime class. So it'll be every Wednesday for 4 weeks. So the cost for the class will cover her supplies, but I'm excited about it. I think it'll be great, and I think it will be a start to bringing more programs similar to that in. So
okay,
yeah,
I'm excited.
That'll be so exciting.
Since I don't have my studio space anymore, really awesome.
Do you spin them on wheels or do it?
No, it'll be a hand building class.
Yeah.
Not coiling, but no, a hand building. It'll be a hand building class.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
But only 10 people, so that's going to be like the lottery.
It'll fill up in there. Yeah.
I know. Yeah, I'm sure it will. Yeah. That's okay.
That means we'll do it again. That will be great. And drum up that.
Mm-hmm. But you got to commit to the 4 weeks. See, that's the thing is.
If you can't
miss the glazing class and then expect me to just show up and teach you separately. So
or do the
better
glazing.
Yeah. So
maybe you follow right up with that with an art class one day.
Yeah, I know.
I know. We keep talking about it. I don't know if I'm ready to go back into that.
Beginning drawing for adults. I wonder if you could find out about when I was part of the arts program in Mesquite, the Virgin Valley Artists Association. We applied for 2 grants, and one was called Get Smart with Art, and that was for kids. And they actually provided the curriculum and the materials. Then they had Stay Smart with Art, and that was for adults.
Art grants. I can look into art grants. I talked with Kirsten Greenlees, the girl that came in after you, Linda, and she doesn't teach anymore, but we were talking about things to do with kids, and she said just give them smaller pieces of paper so they don't have, you know, and do a watercolor, because then they don't have this huge project that they're concerned about, but give them a little bit at a time. So I mean, there's just ideas. Talk every time talking to people, there's always ideas. So
well, we have a lot of resources. We have Linda, we have Kirsten, we have Kelly, we have tons of people that have cool talent.
We are going to do, for March, we're doing a little, it's so cute. It's just this little gnome, and you do it, it's like macrame. You just tie the strings and then fray them, and it's super cute little. Yeah. So we're going to do that as a craft in March.
Nice.
Yeah. So, and it'll be cheap, and I think it will be quick. It won't be like a 2-hour class. I think we can get it done in 45 minutes or so. So.
And is that with kids or just?
What the rule's been, if 8 years old and older, has to be with an adult.
Okay.
Otherwise, you know, kids. So.
Well, I might just tell you one thing. The city is getting a fellow to develop a puzzle, 500-word puzzle of Beaver City.
I saw it. Jason showed us what it was going to look like.
And the library's on there, and they have all the...
The pool, the pool's not on there. Oh. Miranda was mad. She said, where's the pool? He goes, it's not historic.
Yeah. He said, we should have, on the puzzle, we should have a highway patrolman pulling somebody off on the exit there. that's one of what things we're known for.
Exactly. Yeah. Awesome. Catch them in Beaver. All right.
Anything else?
I can't think of anything.
Then,
would someone make a move?
Motion to adjourn?
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'll second.
All right. Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
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 All right.
Okay.
Short meetings are always good.
And they aren't bad. Thanks, Martha. I appreciate you calling in.
Rose didn't cross that way.
Can you hear us?
Oh, she must hang up.
Okay. Yeah, the...